Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are out here living the dream, you know? I've got small paychecks, but big dreams.
All right. You know what? So and so when she came down the hill, and there she was, I'm off to the
bigger
side.
Bigger than life,
with
Mike.
With my whole family, and she's carrying her axe.
Peanut!
And she's carrying the axe. This is literally, I go like this. Hey! Tina! And do you know what tin roof? What's tin roof?
It is a vanilla ice cream with a fudge ripple and chocolate covered peanuts.
He thinks.
Okay.
Amazing.
He thinks. Hey, you can fix computers. Everyone has a skill. Let me shine.
Let me shine.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday after the 4th of July holiday weekend. Traditionally, the day for people returning to work.
True enough.
After a holiday, it's got a little taste of post Christmas, because 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays.
Right.
And I love prior to 4th of July, I'm like a kid with Christmas. And then, yesterday I started just getting into a crappy mood at about noon, just going,
yeah, but you know what? It could be worse. It could be the days that you come back to work on July 5th.
Ooh.
That's
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
If they, just a note to George Washington and the founders, if you could schedule 4th of July on a Thursday forever,
yeah,
that's perfection, because everybody takes Friday off. It's fantastic. It's just great. And it's a real vacay, which is nice. Spectacular. But we are here. We are. And incidentally, if you want to maximize your 4th of July fun, make sure your kid gets sick on the 4th of July.
Oh,
during the 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
You know. And I mean, when you have a guaranteed sick child who comes over as they are hurling Tootsie Rolls and candy out onto the street, where children are scurrying to pick up the candy,
right.
And your son comes to you and goes, I want to go home.
Oh, like, no.
He's sick. We'll get to that later.
We have a big show.
We've got Oscar in D.C.
Yes.
with all the festivities. It's just one of those bustling shows,
yes,
where we have so much to discuss. Celebrity sightings up here, a classical music experience. It's a very cultural show today. We have literature, we have classical music, and we have the nation's capital and their spectacular, big, wonderful, farcical fireworks display. But anyway,
yes.
But we also have one of our own, and a chance for that subset of people in our listening audience that always say, why is another woman on the show?
they hate women.
We do have a segment of our population that prefers
those
the male.
Guys. Yeah. Most guys and most gals are cool with it.
Yeah.
It started with Sarah Fraser, then it's moved on to Angie Goff, and now we bring in Andrea Lopez, also known as AJ from the Hey Phrase podcast, and a talented young lady in her own right. I sound like Bob Hope.
You know. And a talented young lady. Please welcome from the...
Anyway, AJ is going to be a contestant on the NBC show Bring the Funny, premiering tomorrow night, July 9th, NBC, 10 p.m., hosted by comedian Amanda... NBC.
Ooh, that was good.
Thank you.
Hosted by comedian Amanda Seals. Judges are Kenan Thompson, Chrissy Teigen, and bringing him back from the grave, Jeff Foxworthy, who will also be there. And it's great. AJ's a comedian and a voice actress born and raised in D.C., and we welcome her. She's been on the show before. AJ, good to have you with us. How are you?
Woo! I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I see you when you come in here, and then we chat with each other. But I get the impression that you are much like my other Latino buddy. You are just consumed with ambition. You are just, you're constantly on the go, furthering your career, go. And suddenly, Rob Spiewak, who, by the way, is madly and passionately in love with you,
yes,
shared with me shared with me, like, what, and the rest of our listeners, what, about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that Andrea was going to be on this show.
Well, what
and
happened
you were promoting
is,
it. What were you doing?
I snuck to her home in the middle of the night and I tossed pebbles against her bedroom window. And she came and I said, please.
Like an 80s rom-com.
Yeah, oh, please. Yeah. And I held a boombox over my head.
That's what I was going to say.
And sadly, there were no D-volt batteries in it, so it didn't play. No, well, she was launching her YouTube page. And she asked if I would like it, you know, to follow her on YouTube. I said, would you like a mention on Facebook to get more people to follow it? And I think I was responsible for getting
like
five people to do it.
The following week, I thought you'd be on, you know, just saying, Andrea's moving to a new apartment. She's really looking for people to move boxes. I wonder if you could help her out, gang. I'm Rob Spiewak.
Well, funny, Rob goes, expect a big tick tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a big uptick in our subscribers. I was like, oh, what? Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I said, I'm very busy. I'm very, very busy, but I think I can work this in.
No problem. So you're going to be on this big-time network television show, and this is exciting because you not only work on with Hey Phrase, but you got a lot of things going, but you're pursuing a stand-up career, and you've been doing that for how long? How's it going? How's your stand-up career going?
Well, it's funny. My dream is to be on SNL. So whether that takes me into stand-up, whatever, I'll take any job that's thrown at me. It's like, okay. I mean, that's probably the Hispanic in me. It's like, oh, we got a paycheck? I'm here. So I pretty much just open. I say I'm an entertainer. You know, what's that? Is that radio? Is that podcasting? Is that comedy? I'll do it all.
Okay, but so do it all.
Yes, ultimate dream is to be on SNL. And I've done a little bit of stand-up, and I try to incorporate my impressions into the stand-up routine.
Impressions.
Right, so when you're doing, I can't relate to that. I hate impressions.
Yeah.
But anyway, the thing about it is, well, it's just so
this guy. Yeah.
All this talent. You know, yeah. Why am I going to use that?
Oh, how talented is that? Hey, you can sound like somebody else. Hey, whoop-de-doo. Anyway,
you know what's funny, Mike? Are people that make me laugh with their own voice. That's what's funny.
That's right. Being creative, originality.
That's right. Please, a little
not
of that.
Not just, really, I've always said about, radio impressionists, stand-up impressionists, you know, if you want an impressionist, buy a parrot.
Right. Exactly.
When did you start hating doing impressions?
I don't hate doing impressions. Okay. I just don't do impressions like I used to. I used to have to do impressions all the time, and now I don't do them, you know, unless I'm really in the mood.
Mike was certainly urged to do impressions in the old day.
You know what? Andrea, you do impressions. I bet I know that because I have a kindred spirit when there's a fellow impressionist in the studio. The best impressions, my favorite, have always and will always be ones that no one else knows. Like if you have somebody you work with, or you have somebody that's in your, like a parent, or you're doing somebody, and then that's what I love. Right now, my top three would be guys that I golf with down in Florida. And there's one particular guy. he's a former music teacher, and he's very, very dry. And he's like this. This is the way he speaks all the time. And like I made a putt when I played with him for the first time. And it was a 4-foot putt. I said, I think I put that one where I wanted to. And he looked at me just deadpan and said, yeah, that was amazing. And I said, I loved him forever right after that. And so I like the ones that that are doing that. Now with SNL, that's a big part. Impressionists, that's kind of the deal, right? They still want people that can
I'd say more so now than ever. I think now it's more impression driven than it's ever been.
Completely
and
agree.
I think in the great tradition of, I have always thought that the women on Saturday Night Live throughout the years, once you get out of that 70s, the early cast, they're much funnier than the man, Gilda Radner, and then you get Kate McKinnon, you get Kristen Wiig, much funnier than the guys, as far as
you
I'm
think?
Concerned. And absolutely. I think that when you look right now, the single funniest cast member is Kate McKinnon,
by far.
Has been for a very, very long time. Have you pursued SNL? Like, have you submitted to them? Have you run it up the flagpole as what is required? You're obviously doing an NBC show. You know, Lauren's got his claws in that somehow, especially when you see Kenan Thompson.
Well, Kenan has a hard time saying no, I believe. He's
because I'm curious,
does most things.
As I sit here, Andrea, waiting to die, I wonder, I think about what might have been, and I say to myself, boy, you know, an impressionist on Saturday Night Live, and then you get the movie career and all that wonderful stuff.
What
and,
could have been? And,
yes. What could have been? What is the, do you know anything about the process as far as if you wanted to pursue the dream of being on that show?
Yeah, so because Kenan Thompson was on there, he played a huge part, and after one of my performances, he actually had kind of alluded to that that was like looked like an SNL audition. And to me, I mean, I started crying on stage, just tears. I mean, I was the perfect competitor. Yeah, I love you. So I am now in the process of auditioning for an audition for SNL.
So auditioned for an audition.
Another layer.
Auditioned for an audition. Off. So they have to actually accept you to even audition. So I sent in a bunch of impressions and some ones that I made up, you know, unique ones, and then, you know, other celebrities. And then, you know, after, you know, you go for the first round, yes. They're like, all right.
Why don't you come on in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You and know, it would seem to me that, with all that, that they could do a little better. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that that's actually not shocking, Mike, in my eyes, because the idea that there are so many people now that want to get an official tryout.
Yeah, but with three layers just to get to Lauren, you think we could weed out the Kyle Mooneys.
Yeah, but as far as what I know about that process,
right.
It used to be that you go in to Lorne Michaels and once you get the call, you have 5 minutes and he will never laugh.
Right.
You walk out of there being petrified and like you failed, and then you may or may not get a call, and that's it.
The difference now would be that it's just the multi layers that Andrea is talking about, that you know, where you have to go through that. So, how did you get on the show? Bring the Funny. How did that happen?
I do small little impressions on Instagram, AJ on the mic, and my friend reached out to me. She said, hey, can you send me one of those impressions? I used to do it a lot in college with like a bunch of my roommates. And I was like, you want me to send you one of my videos? She's like, yeah, I'm talking to my friend about it. So from that, I created an Instagram just for people to go and find it, you know, thinking two people are going to go look and laugh, you know, my old friends. And but right. I always use hashtags. Again, thinking no one's looking at hashtags, but this talent scout, he found, just searched hashtag impressions on Instagram, found my page, and he called me, you know, in the day and age of, you know, movies like Taken. I was like, nope, they're trying to kidnap me. I get a random message like, hey, apply for this show. We fly you out to LA. It's going to be great. I was like, nope. I'm smarter than that. Nope.
Hide under the bed, Andrea. Hide under the bed. Right. Now, the men are coming to your room now.
Well, I got a firsthand account of this because AJ, at that point, was working at Podcast Village just part-time for some extra cash. And she said, I don't know if this guy's legit, but he says he's going to fly me out to Los Angeles. And she's like speaking this out in the edit bay.
Yeah, right.
Audibly to the team, but to herself as well. Like, how dangerous is this process?
Yeah. Does this sound sketchy? Yeah.
And if it is it worth the risk? Because it is a trip to LA.
Right. Free trip to LA.
Right.
Once I get to the airport, do I just like try to run away? Like if someone looks creepy? But you know, 3 days. So I apply. I'm sitting in the edit bays at 10 p.m. after I finish all my work here, and I'm applying for it on the computer. And 3 days later, I get a call back from a producer, still not believing it. Once I get to L.A. and I get onto the Universal Studios lot, then I start to believe it. I was like, all right, this seems legit.
That's the key. Yeah. That's the key. If they give you a legitimate address. You know what they said. Well, we're associated with Universal, but the location, you know, and then it becomes that scene in Goodfellas.
Yes.
Where she's walking down where the coats are. No, just a little further. Just a little further. Just down here. And you run into the car. So you get on this show, and you said there are tons of other comedians that are there that are doing this. And what's going on with it? I don't know anything about this show.
40 contestants in round one, and they cut it down in round two to 24. There is a range of different comedy. So there's sketch, there's variety, there's stand-up, and there was like the caliber of talent on this show. They looked at me and they're like, who are you? I said, I don't know. I don't know who I am, because I mean, they've got, some of them have thousands of like YouTube subscribers, and they're well established in their careers. And it was amazing to me to even be considered on this stage. But yeah, there's overall, I mean, there's some sketch groups that are from Utah. They're from L.A. There's a bunch of already established L.A. comedians.
When you say there's 40 contestants, does a sketch group count as one contestant?
One group, right, exactly.
Okay. So it's not a total of 40 people.
Do you have like a 5 minutes or do you have a 10 minutes? Do you have a, like, do you do formal, like a formal stand-up bit or anything?
A formal bit.
Because I never could do that. I'd never have like a
Like a tight 5 minutes.
Tight five? Yeah, can't say I do. Can't say I do. I've done a little bit of stand-up. We do a lot of the live podcast shows. I did some stand-up for, that was part of the show. I mostly, it's, you know, made up of my own life. I impersonate a lot of my family members because it's just a whole hodgepodge of people. My dad is a Mexican. He married a German woman. It's very funny when we all get together.
So you're Mexican and German?
Mexican and German. We look like a box of crayons. That's what I always say. And all the, I mean, one sister married an African-American Asian man. The other one married a Swede. And my mom married a Mexican. And we're like, what are we trying to do here? Like, we have our own small army of, like, United Nations.
But I mean, I would imagine, I mean, my father always said to me, God rest his soul, my father said that the mixing of people will result in the most beautiful people. And I always thought that was so sweet because he's right about that. If you see, right? I mean, if you see mixed kids, they're usually stunningly beautiful. It's almost, really, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but it's almost like God said, yes, if everyone comes together, you will have the most beautiful children. You know? And really, if you want the, you know, people that have stayed in the same strain, look at the royal family, all right? I mean, really, it's just, I don't know, but that's just a theory of mine. So you're on this show tonight and
tomorrow night
on Tuesday night on NBC, and it's Onward and Upward, and we wish you the best of luck. I really hope that you do well with that, and if Rob's stalking you in any way, just let me know.
I'm making you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
You know where my office is.
Hashtag impression, hashtag me too. I mean, they all work. They'll get attention, I promise.
Yeah, my daughter, you know, my daughter's doing the same thing in New York. She's actually bartending up there, and she's going to acting class maybe three
Amazing.
Nights a week, and she's still doing it. Everybody's out there, and I respect people that are pursuing the dream. You never know. You know, your eyes are wide open, and you just said it with all these people that are talented, and it sounds like maybe you do what we do on podcasts and on radio shows, that you're a storyteller, that you tell stories. I think, who is your oddest relative? Who is your single? Who is the, is your mom? You know, Oscar's got his mother and his father, which is...
Both of them are weird.
My dad's only here half the year.
That's true.
Do you have a particular family member that is a source of the most material for you?
I mean, yes. My mom is an overzealous religious woman. She's one of my characters. And then my uncle, who's a police officer, he is about 7 feet tall. My grandmother married an Arab man. We don't really know his dad. You know, it's like, I don't even know
so
what.
So far, we've got German, Arab.
Now, this is on my dad's side.
Mexican.
Yeah, right. An Arab.
Is the uncle a German? Is the uncle a 7 foot German?
No, he's a 7 foot Arab man.
A
Mexican
Arab.
I see. Yes. Name is Muhammad. I mean, we don't
know. He says.
And he's a police officer?
And he's a police officer.
In D.C.?
In Prince George's, so Maryland. So, like, a little bit. The scary part.
Yeah.
All right.
He was just recently robbed in PG County.
That's right.
PG County. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I also knew a lot of PG County cops. I mean, PG is next to DC. You know, you've got the PG County cops that are.
Yes.
Are they behaving better now? Because back when I lived there, it was
my uncle. Yeah. We honestly, I have no idea how he ever became a cop.
And he's a tall Arab man.
And tall and wide.
Oh, he's a big Arab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Indy! That's what I picture.
That is exactly right on point. Now, is your daughter looking for a roommate? Does she know anybody? Because I'm heading up to New York, planning in September. I've got nowhere to live.
She is actually just made, I don't know, I have to talk to her this week. She was on the verge of moving from Brooklyn to Queens and got a spectacular deal on her own space at the bottom of this townhouse where the entire basement is hers, remodeled, new floor, new bathroom, new kitchen, paying almost half the amount of rent that she did before. And she's working right off of Times Square. As a hooker. No,
that's
I'm sorry.
Fine.
That's an old joke. No,
right off the corner
she's working off of Times Square at a joint that's called, I'll mention it on the show.
Yeah,
I like listeners
why
dropping
not?
By. Is it okay, you think, Oscar, to mention
there's nothing wrong? They could find her on the web today if they want to.
I think it's
Mike.
Called just Latitude. Check. I think it's called Latitude.
Go. Okay.
That's the place that that she works. It's a multi-level
not Longitude.
Joint.
Latitude.
Latitude.
It's a much taller restaurant.
And I shouldn't say this.
Just say
it. Go ahead.
All right, her claim to fame, I'm not going to mention the name until I clear it with her.
Okay.
Her claim to fame is that she has dated a guy that's actually been in some rather significant feature films.
Oh,
and
really?
If I mention the films, you would know who I was talking about.
Is it James Coco?
Can you give a reference not 70
James
years old?
Franco.
For how about James Franco instead of James Franco?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. That.
All right, but it's you know, the struggle. I can relate to that. She's about your age, and I can I can understand what's going on with that. So yes. I wish you the very best of luck, and
thank you.
And keep doing it, getting it done. And anything else? Do I need to throw anything else in here? As far as
what's another plug? What's a YouTube your YouTube channel?
It's called Andrea for Comedy. Instagram and Twitter is AJ on the mic. The grind is real. We are out here living the dream, you know? I've got small paychecks, but big dreams.
All right. You know what? Welcome to our world. Yeah. Actually, mine would be a small paycheck, shattered dreams.
Oh, I see.
And we that left on a dark mine. Note here.
And I would tell anybody in broadcasting that has any success in their career whatsoever, save it all. Save every. Live in a box if you have to. Live in a one-bedroom apartment, okay? Save it all. Put it in a bank account.
Right.
Don't get married. Don't get married, as somebody said to me. Yes, and I can impart advice.
You should.
If you don't mind, AJ, how old a woman are you? Just if you don't
mind. I am 24 years old.
24. All right,
yes.
So it's right. It's Catherine's age. You're my daughter's age. I would say this to you. Never marry. Never marry unless he has a fabulous amount of money and you can take him for all he's worth. Other than that.
Forget it.
Forget it. It's a terrible situation. And
Mary, and you can find it all in Mike's new book, Marry for Profit.
Marry for Profit. Women can marry for profit.
Yes.
You know what? I love people. There's a couple up here, two guys that opened up this long deceased grocery store that's in the most beautiful part of Maine you will ever see. And I just have this amazing affinity for people that take a shot. For people that try, for people that say, I'm just going to see what happens. There's nothing, and at your age, at 24, there's nothing holding you back from doing that, and I really wish you the very best of luck, just like I wish my daughter the best of luck. Eyes open, you know what kind of crappy business it is, and I think that you get that one impression, you get that one niche, and you know, the sky's the limit, so good luck to you. We wish, and you're a podcast villager, so here's to AJ.
Villager, thank you guys so much.
Andrea Lopez. And for Oscar and for Rob, let's just shake it up. You're fired. Okay. Let's just start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want to trade?
That's ridiculous. Why can't I just mow
old man's
lawn?
Gotta be
me. Yeah, but build up that much money. Okay, what if we split it?
Split it with what? Does that even make sense?
Isn't this a nice surprise?
What are you doing here?
Shopping. This is her new style. What do you think?
What's wrong with you? You know she's not allowed to be here.
What is she, your little pet? Yeah. Am I your pet?
What? No.
And why do you treat me like garbage?
What?
You said Nana was sick.
She is. She is. She is sick.
Yes.
She's sick.
She's sick. She's super sick.
That's why we're here, actually.
Yeah, yeah, we're shopping. Not for us, but for her, for Nana.
For Nana.
Also, we're here to get a gift for you. We couldn't find anything that suited you, and I only have like $3.50, so it's hard.
Super hard. It's expensive.
You lie. Why do you lie? I dump your ass.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Now can we play D&D?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Happy post-4th of July, everybody. We're a worldwide podcast and radio show with a great group of listeners. We love you. If you're new, prepare to be entertained. If you are with us for a long time, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. From, is there really a place called Vladimir, Russia?
Yes.
Like Vladimir Putin?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So there's a town named after, yeah. Did you vet it?
It's no. Like Rao John, Maryland.
But it has to be. Has to be named for somebody, right?
Well, that's like living in Mike, Canada or something.
Yeah,
like
but that'd be about great. It. Jack like King Cook can get his own zip code. I'm sure Vladimir
Putin
can.
We'll find out. I guarantee our listeners will find out. Vladimir, Russia, Isle of Springs, Maine, Lee's Summit, Missouri, Coin Jock, North Carolina.
I love that one.
Yountville, California. That's wine country. I know that one. Is it Yountville or Yountville?
Yountville.
You know, I'm sorry.
Vladimir.
Yonts.
It's not Yountsville. to Cunvelenvoc, Wales. The Mike O'Mara Show is on
now. You got any
now
Pueblos in there? Come on.
And brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's the place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And welcome. I've been chomping to talk to both of you guys because my 4th of July, as I mentioned, my son got ill on the actual morning of the 4th, right after breakfast.
Flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms?
We don't know. You know that I could spend the rest of the show talking to you about the symptoms, and we finally took him to a PA because they don't have doctors up here. Mm. You know, because the doctor goes, where? Ellsworth? Not on your life.
Not unless they have terrible grades and horrible loans.
That's right.
I don't know. Who knows? But they might like the country. I'm sure there are doctors up here. We saw a PA that thought he was Patch Adams.
Did he have a red nose on?
No, he just had the crazy Hawaiian shirt with the.
I took the $10,000 to move here.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, Vladimir, Russia is east of Moscow.
Vladimir, there is a place. That's wonderful. Mm. So he got ill and then. The entire weekend was just dealing with him. So we did not even see fireworks on the 4th of July. We got him home early because he was just wiped out.
That's tough.
And yeah. I ended up being in front of the tube and watching the fireworks from D.C.
Oh, look at you. Oh.
It looked to me they couldn't get a camera angle where you could see it. Was the weather that garbage? I just wanted to ask you guys what the experience was like because I saw the rain with Trump and I saw the smoke. It just looked like all smoke under clouds. I know the weather down here and I know it can go like that. So
I'm happy you brought up the 4th of July. This is perfect. Okay. And I don't mean to steal your thunder.
It's fine.
Just as far as D.C. is concerned. My plans were, and look, sometimes you feel like you're loved, sometimes you don't. 4th of July, I felt like I was loved. I had multiple texts from people saying, hey, what are you doing? What are your options? Do you want to come over?
And it needs to be pointed out that today, Oscar is wearing red, white, and blue.
Thank you.
That's good. That's wonderful.
More like a royal blue, but yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Kind of looks purple to me.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. For me, it really seemed that it was going to be one of these, I would say, super humid Washington, D.C. day
right.
with the chance of thunderstorms that we always have in the summers. But once in a blue moon, you'll have a lucky day where it turns out beautiful. The
high
night
pressure
comes,
clear,
the high pressure clears, and you're going to have a fantastic firework display. My parents, I made the mistake of inviting them to my tiny home for the holidays.
Oh, no.
For the day?
To grill out, yes. So
at your place?
At my place.
Was the plan that they were going to come over, grill and out, then and then you guys were going to do the fireworks?
Wouldn't that be nice with your family?
So you were going to do a thing with mom and dad?
Wouldn't that be nice with your family?
I'm talking a small grill.
Yeah.
You can only cook one hamburger at a time.
That's sweet. Mom and dad?
Mom and dad, because I saw them the weekend before, as we talked about last week, and my dad looks at me, and I know when my dad's blinking for help or asking for help, he says, what are you doing for the 4th? And I'm like, dad.
Needs assistance.
I was like, do you want to, you know, I said, why don't we do this? Why don't you both come on down? We can grill out. Mom, I was like, if you don't mind, I'll buy the stuff. Just tell me what you need, and then we'll make it what you need to make so you feel at home. Remember, I don't have an oven or really a grill, but we've got something in the back that hopefully will do the job.
Like a hibachi?
Yeah, like a little guy, right?
I have to ask you this. Yes. When you grill out at your house, after the food is made, where do you eat it?
Yeah.
Where do you sit and eat it?
Great question. So,
easy question. I just don't know the answer.
When I first bought the house, the most appealing part of the house was the backyard.
Sure.
And
but that's the width of your house, though, right?
It is. It's so much so that when we bought the patio furniture, we had to have it brought in through the neighbor's yard because it wouldn't fit through our front door.
So, so small. That's funny. But you have a table out there?
So I have a table, and it's beautiful. Mike, nothing but the best when you get married. So my sister bought Shannon and I a Crate and Barrel beautiful patio
outdoor
set.
Outdoor patio set? That's beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, you answered my question. So that's why grilling out.
That's where
you
we
know
would
that you
eat.
Can, you
that's
can entertain.
Where we would eat.
Because without poor that, thing. Mike, they would have had to have eaten in the bedroom.
It's the first time you'll ever hear me say to Oscar, you poor thing. That's terrible.
So I let Shannon know on Thursday, and I said, we got to make this place look spick and span because you know how my mom and dad are really my mom. So let's get on it. We move heaven and earth to clean the place up, really clean the place up. We power wash the back brick. Everything's good to go. Like it looks like it did in the 1930s, a little broken up because every time I power wash, the mortar falls off.
I was going to say, you might want to send maybe just hose it next time.
By the way, when Oscar tells Shannon that the parents are coming over for 4th of July, this is what Shannon hears in her head.
Fair. We set a 4 o'clock grill fast because we don't want my parents to be here more than 6 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not because we don't love them. It's because they're going to start judging my choice in not just home purchases, but also in furniture. It's too much. We figured 2 hours at the house, then we can
have
walk
a quick
down to
meal
the
meal and then head right down to see the
We can stand at the Key Bridge with all the other tourists and neighborhood near dwellers, and it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. My mom calls me at 2 p.m. on Saturday and says,
this would be Thursday, right?
I'm sorry, Thursday.
On the 4th.
Yes. I saw him again yesterday, so it's been a blur. She goes, no podemos ir. El doctor dice de que tengo que quedarme en casa con el papá. And I was like, so basically, we can't go because the doctor said something. And it's a holiday, so I don't know what about the doctor, right? Yeah. Now, remember, I've been in this wormhole of TMOS and Podcast Village and running a business.
Right.
So I'm not well aware about a lot of the dynamics of what's going on in the news or what's being being reported. I did not put two and two together in the grandiose manner of what this 4th of July was representing for a lot of people.
Can you translate for him, Rob? What's he saying?
What he's saying is that he works a lot, so he wasn't watching the news, so he didn't realize the impact of the Trump administration
on this 4th of July festivity.
Which has been, Mike, just buried in all the newspapers deep. No one's been talking about it.
Well,
it's a very obscure news story. It's behind the jumble.
Know he was having the tanks and all that crap
downtown?
Well,
I knew that was happening, but I didn't know. I guess I didn't know the fervor of what it was becoming Trump's 4th of July.
Yeah.
So my parents, my mom, who is a staunch Democrat.
God bless her real good.
She initially calls with this whole, the doctor says I got high blood pressure, whatever it was. And I call
her.
I called her and said, what's the problem? Like, we're ready to go. She goes, I didn't know how to tell you. Dad, Papa finally said just to tell you. That she didn't want to come celebrate. She didn't feel like it was appropriate to celebrate with what was going on downtown.
Okay.
So by watching the fireworks, it's almost like giving a
not watching
an approval.
The fireworks. She didn't want to go down to the mall
Okay.
Because
that would have seemed that she was approving.
She
was
buying into this whole machine.
Well, he took it over. I mean, he did that. A lot of people felt the same way as she did.
For me, as soon as she said that, I said, okay, Mom, you could have told me this maybe 3 days ago. Or 2 days ago.
You prepared for that. Yeah. You're a little disappointed. Yes. Once you get it done, it's not an obligation. You're actually looking forward to having your mom and dad
a 2 hour
place.
Or 1 hour no call, I mean, call no show, right? So basically, hey, I'm not coming. But on the upside, it's you're working, ready for people to come over, and then they don't come over. Sometimes I love when people cancel. Because when people cancel, you're like, oh, we can do whatever the F we want.
And the house is clean.
The house is clean.
With every year on the calendar, I get more joy out of canceling social plans. Nothing makes me happier. Oh, you can't? Oh, okay.
Carla.
Yes. That's the way I look at it. But by the way, was your friend, from Arlington, Sean Hannity? Was he? I would have thought you were hooking up with him on that.
Because after 4 o'clock, he was out of the parade, right? I mean, he was no longer driving that car.
I think he'd call. Well, I think Todd made the right call. He did not call me on this 4th of July because he went down to the mall.
Yeah.
So,
and I know what part of the mall he went to. Jesus, mallet head.
Well, and I appreciate the hey, we're not hanging out this because I know how you feel and I know how I feel. Let's not get into a fight over this now.
Yeah,
for me,
hope you had fun. I'd sure love to get a report.
So I'll give you the report.
I love that Todd posted on Facebook, I believe on the 3rd. He wrote, "Hey, what's your favorite tank?"
Mike, what do you do when your parents cancel on you on 4th of July and you've just cleaned the house, everything's good to go, and your wife just wants to relax? What do you do? What do you think you do, Mike?
You go out and party your ass off.
I have grown up. I came to work to work. That's surreal.
You came to work on the 4th of July?
Yeah, on the 4th of July. I said, you relax. I'm going to go to work. I got a bunch of stuff we got to get done. So if you don't mind, I'll come back and we're going to go see the fireworks. Why not?
All right.
We'll walk down to the Key Bridge.
The fireworks are the big deal. I would throw politics out completely and just to go down.
I still like
celebrate
to celebrate
America.
I'm an American citizen. Right. I feel blessed enough to do so. I went through the process. I'm happy to be here.
And we've never seen the papers, but we're going to let him say it.
So,
and the Trump thing was 6 o'clock, right? So the fireworks were after,
I don't know enough
like
about the timeline. I just knew that.
I think it was earlier than
that. My mom wasn't, as the junkies would say, psyched to come down
I think Trump did his speech where he mentioned the celebration of the Revolutionary War forces taking over the airports.
That's right.
I didn't see the speech.
At 6 o'clock.
The teleprompter got messed up.
Did you see the one that tripped? Did you see the one where they, the moving escalator in the airport with Washington crossing the Delaware? That's the best one. I guess the prompter went out for Trump.
And you know what? That's when the prompter goes bad.
In the Revolutionary War, they took over the airports. It was just
when the prompter goes bad. That's sad.
So
sad. Very sad.
But the day, as weather wise, just got worse. As it became, it started to rain, it drizzled, then it tapered off. But you've got, and I've seen this from the roof of this building, the Podcast Village building in D.C.
Is that where you were going to watch the fireworks?
So I figured, worst case scenario, I'm going to break into the roof, Mike, call my wife, watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
The fireworks are going to be roughly 9:15. I'm wrapping up at 9 o'clock at work. And by the way, the best time to do work is when nobody's at work. Nobody interrupts you, right?
You're alone.
I like it. I come upstairs. I attempt to break into the roof. They have put a new lock that is not
it's
not available to the break-in sort.
That's a shame because we've never gone up to the roof before, but I
know
that in the
past. We'll take a break. Yes. We'll stop you there. When we come back, I want to hear more about the fireworks. I will tell you about my celebrity sightings.
Ooh.
Significant. Rob had great video from his front porch of... you had a clear view to the fireworks.
Absolutely.
Yours were better than the ones I saw on network television or NPR, whenever they were running. We'll
PBS.
Take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Like a king without a
castle. Hello, listeners. This is Alan from Vegas, and I'm here to help you prepare for your trip to TMOS Live in November. Today, we'll learn about Nevada's official state symbols. The official state rock of Nevada is sandstone. The distinctive red color of some sandstone is where we get the names for two of Southern Nevada's most popular parks, Red Rock and Valley of Fire. And speaking of rocks, You rock if you've already bought your tickets to Saturday night's TMOS Live 10th Anniversary Spectacular. See you there.
Thank you very much. That was rather straight ahead. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's nice.
Brought
praise.
To you by Stamps.com. In fact, here's a fact of life. No one has the time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages, it's a hassle,
Mike.
Which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. Eliminating trips to the post office, saving you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send, then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter that code TMOS. All right, so it's been a busted 4th of July.
Busted 4th of July.
So far for you.
And I want to clarify, I feel like I sound like a monster when I like it when people cancel plans. I like it when people cancel plans and there's nothing else to do. So yep. In my eyes at home, they just hit a clean house. A clean house is done, right? Everything's like you've done all of this and now you don't have to come and mess it all up again. Yeah.
And I don't think you sound like a monster.
No, it's normal. What you're doing is
everybody,
normal.
Yeah,
and Shannon relaxes and you go and you do your work and get ahead of the stuff you need.
So when I come to work, I also, as I mentioned, we have a nice rooftop that you can watch the fireworks. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only person that's thinking about this.
Right.
So I'm walking down the stairs and I see a gentleman from the building with his family walking up the stairs. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, it's 4th of July. He's not going to Podcast Village or the Georgetown Apostle Research place. He's trying to get to the room. I was like, door's locked. And he says, yeah, but, we've always been able to, jimmy it open or whatever.
All he needed was a credit card up until recently.
And I said, yeah, I think they put a new lock on it because I tried for, 5 minutes. He goes, oh, okay. And then so he keeps going up because any man would be like, that guy's a hack.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to break it.
Yeah, he's going
to
give it up. He wants to see it with his own eyes. That's right, son. Don't worry about it. I agree with you. I'm only heading up in this direction because I think you're completely full of crap.
So, see you in a bit. Instead of
a little Harry Morgan
leaving,
there.
As I told my wife, I, like any other man's like, all right, let me see what this guy does.
Yeah, because now
follow
you
him back up to now, go, well, if you want to try.
No. I go down to the first floor because I'm not going to make it awkward. And then you can hear, because there's a big atrium, you can hear what's going on, right?
Yes.
So you hear the kids bebopping, playing.
It's
this
so
and that.
Great that you saw this as a challenge. Yeah, and so did he.
So you've got there, one you, guy on the it. First floor. One guy on the top floor.
He got in.
Yeah. All right. And the wife clearly doesn't think it's probably kosher to break into the roof of your building where you work at.
Honey, man said there's a new lock, and if there's a new lock, you probably shouldn't be tampering
with it. But that high up in the atrium, he probably hears her going.
It carries, it's 4 floors, so it carries, and the kids are being loud, and he's being loud, right?
Do you make it in?
Mike, it's a 5-minute process until he yells at one of his kids, stay still, because he's... Clearly, I got to put myself in this position. You're dad.
He's struggling.
You're dad, and you're just trying to show your family the effing fireworks.
Yep.
Right.
Right? You have slogged through into the city. I imagine he doesn't live here. And he's trying to get in. His wife's like, it's okay, honey. I'm going to get this.
Does he say that?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm enjoying this. I'm on my phone being like.
Because you've already told him he can't. Yeah.
And the best thing here is he's at the frustration level, and we've all been there, that he thinks that if the kids are quiet, he's going to have an easier time opening the lock. The reason this lock is locked is that you're making too much noise. Shut up!
Can I just try this again, please, kids?
Do you have a nail clipper in your purse, honey? How about a hairpin?
So. Honey, go to the trunk of the car and get the torch.
Another... I would say 10 minutes goes by, and I'm just sitting on my phone up downstairs just hearing this back and forth, him and his wife.
I'm dying to know what the result is.
You too.
Then he says, like a dad would say, and he says, well, kids, looks like somebody tried to ruin the 4th of July.
Oh, no!
You couldn't get in. You couldn't get in, yeah. Right? You couldn't get in.
Those bastards.
And so he comes stomping down, and a good person would leave and not have him face the person that just told him. But it was 4th of July and had nothing else better to do, so I sat there as they walked
and
out.
And gloated at him. Told you, Mr. Yeah. No. Mr. Successful Man. I
said, pretty good luck, wasn't it?
That's funny. I said, tough luck.
Yeah.
I was like, I've noticed earlier that you can drive, people go down to the cemetery and watch from a higher vantage point, so that might be an option for you. At that point, I get in the car.
But Oscar, I will give you credit. You didn't do the dickiest move of all, which would have been as he came down to the first floor and said, are the fireworks over already?
Now, you could tell the kids were like in that dad's piss mode. Yeah. Like they're like, oh no, I hope he doesn't derail.
How about if dad was like me, where Oscar says, well, you know, you can go over to the cemetery and watch. That's a pretty high, you know, well, f*** you.
So, I'm parked right in front because nobody was here, and
city is empty.
I start driving. I hear boom, boom. So this whole derailment of me trying to prove that I was a better man than this other man,
right?
Which I'm not proud of, but fun for me for that afternoon.
Like
my timing for the fireworks is completely off. Like they have started, and it's a 30-minute show.
Yeah, the time that you were spending waiting just out of that sick curiosity to see if he accomplishes what you were unsuccessful at kills your cuts into your fireworks time. You know,
so I raced down and I effing forgot that the parking is terrible on 4th of July. Like when I left, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. But for the fireworks, people come and park in our neighborhood and walk down to the Key Bridge.
Well, you're right in the hot zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, it's, you know, it seems to me that you were late for the fireworks, which is
I get home and I tell Shannon.
Shocking, really?
I tell Shannon, it's like, let's go. This thing's going to end. And she said, okay. So she gets going. I turn on PBS and I look at what you were talking about at the beginning of this conversation. What looks to be not fireworks, but DC being bombed because there's
like
so
smoke.
Much. It was like
smoke and it clouds was like and clouds
a,
and smoke.
Like, it was like a Scud missiles were hitting our town over.
Desert Storm?
The original on CNN. On CNN. Desert Storm on CNN. Oh my God. That's what you saw on PBS. And those poor puppets, they were probably sweating.
So
just
did
like
you
John
watch
Stamos.
Them on TV or did you go downtown?
No, I turned them on. I said, Shan comes running down. She's like, what's going on? I thought we were leaving. I said, these things will be over in 10 minutes. And they look like crap. Look at this. PBS has it. I was like, we're going to be on a bridge looking at smoke and lights. We're not going down there. Forget that.
No.
We're here.
So we don't have any eyewitnesses as to whether it looked bad live.
That's how bad it looked. I'm telling you, because I talked to my neighbors who all walked down there like I would have.
Okay. So they got an eyewitness.
Yes.
Was it as bad live?
They said, if you looked at from the bridge, it was just as bad. You could see the top of some fireworks that were really high out from the smoke.
That didn't get any coverage. It's like they had all this hype about Trump and his tanks and all. And then when the day happened, you didn't get anything. You didn't get any. You know, here's you're going to hear this from me.
Okay.
I think that the media got wigged out that he had a pretty damn good crowd at the Lincoln Memorial.
July,
and then they just went that radio silent. Did you hear anything about it or read
Rob? It was kept very quiet. It really,
it was quiet
really was.
After the fact.
It really was.
But they did look like crap. And then I watched.
My neighbor said that she this reminded her of the fireworks from 4 years ago when all you could see was what was a fog and smoke.
I remember that.
Because of the low ceiling. Yes.
4 years ago, PBS actually went to a rerun on TV for their coverage.
Right. I remember
which
that.
They do that
and
sometimes.
I went to New York. And here you go. And with New York, too. Fireworks, 35 minutes? No. Okay? 10 to 15 minutes. 20 minutes tops.
20
I'm
is
fine
I think
with that.
20 is your sweet spot.
Isn't 20 a sweet spot?
Yeah.
You don't need to go longer than that and do that. And I didn't see any of them because my kid was sick. We left and we didn't look across the bay and see it.
I love America. I would have gone down. But I'm not going to sweat in front of the Key Bridge to see a bunch of smoke and lights. I just can't. I can't do it. I refuse
weather.
To do that. Also, you know you've got a good egg in your life when my wife comes down and she says, you know, I'm pretty sure that Stranger Things and Netflix like have a genius marketing staff. I said, why? Because there's a scene in Stranger Things where there are fireworks going off. She said, did they account for people watching this show while the fireworks were going on? And I sat there, are you saying that this is like a surround sound situation? She goes, I was watching after you canceled the fireworks. I said, I didn't cancel the fireworks. I just said it wasn't going to happen.
You canceled them.
And she goes, I was watching an episode, and it was like the fireworks were going off around the house.
And you guys are both all in to Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah. It's so great. It is like being in 1985 again. The shopping mall is so great. It's so
no
cool.
Time with Muscat and Bailey on BBC. Sorry about that. From 5 years ago. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you for letting me share my tales of woe.
I will give a brief update about my celebrity sighting, which I shared with 800, 900 of my closest friends over the weekend. We'll be right back, everybody.
Exchanging glances.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia. You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Me Undies. Hey, summer's the best.
It is.
But the very best thing about summer is summer-themed underwear. Come on.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on.
Courtesy of Me Undies. Me Undies, the only brand that lets you eat pineapple while you're wearing pineapple undies.
So true.
Come on, last week.
Yeah, love it.
Come on. Or watch majestic fireworks in the sky while you have the majesty of fireworks in your pants.
In his pants.
My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there.
Oh, you.
Look out for new summer-themed prints for men and women. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping for your pants.
In his pants.
This is a big fat duh.
Yes.
Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. A beautiful 4th of July before my kid got sick.
Yeah, well, that's it. I hate that happened.
When we spent that 4th of July in Maine, the weather was perfect.
It really was.
That was one of the greatest ones. That was one of the greatest because you brought fireworks. And my cousin Teddy shot off fireworks. And you know what? I wanted that. But you know what? I don't want to be the guy anymore. I don't want to be the guy that brings the fireworks or sets them off. Somebody brings them, fine. Had a family gathering, one of the best family gatherings. You're hearing me say this.
What?
One of the best.
What have you done with Mike?
One of the best family gatherings we've ever had. Sister was there. Cousins were there. Everybody, husbands, wives, kids. It was fantastic. Everybody had a wonderful time. Everybody enjoyed themselves. There was much laughter. My cousin Billy told me one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard that I can't say on the air, but I will tell you that I truly plan to share it.
I may share it
at a live Las Vegas
I look forward
show.
To the post like game that. Today. I look forward it to was, hearing it.
Maybe, yeah, I won't wait. You know I never wait with
no,
a good joke.
No.
But it was really good. But then he couldn't hold on. But the day started with a trip across the water with my cousin Teddy's family and my family, where we went over, we have breakfast, and then we walk over to the Bar Harbor Parade, voted like one of the best 4th of July celebrations in the nation.
We can see
why. It is absolutely mom and pop. It is Americana. It's fantastic. I love it. And they throw candy for the kids, which every parade should do. Mm-hmm. Throw candy, turn it into Halloween, please. And they're, you know, I remember when Manassas stopped doing that and said that, you know, we can't do it, we can't risk the screw that.
Well, I remember the last year at Manassas, what they were throwing out was Narcanon to all the people because they wanted to make sure they were coming off the opioids right.
So they were fine. So they were perfectly
you know, when
okay.
You took me to Bar Harbor via boat, I have to tell people this because if you've never experienced it, A perfect visualization is when everyone is getting to Amity Island in Jaws before the shark attacks happen, and it's a beautiful weekend. And
you
that's,
yell shark, and you got to panic on the 4th of July.
It looks like a movie set of a beautiful small town. Yeah. You really can't even take it all in. And when you arrive by boat, as you took us, it's all the better. It's an amazing thing. Yeah.
We take it for granted up here. And it is spectacular. And I love that 4th of July. That's one of my favorite holidays. But my favorite part is watching my kid grab his candy. And the other part that I have now, I think 3 years maybe in a row, where I've made it a tradition, is I wait for my lady in the parade. I wait for my lady, Timbertina, to show up. And Timbertina was from the Great American Lumberjack Show.
Yes.
Was tardy this year. She was at the end of the parade, and I was getting tardy more and more disappointed.
Were they having a big closer?
You know what? Maybe it was the closing. But I will tell you this, that as time went on, and as time went on, I said, you know what? She might not be here. I'll tell you something. I'm waiting this long. If she's here, I'm not taking the standard picture where I yell at her from the parade route and go, Tina!
Yeah.
And snap a picture. I said, you know what, Carla? I'm giving the camera to you if she's coming down, and I'm getting a picture with her.
Wow.
And so as the parade was winding down, and my kid was like, I want to go. It's like, oh, God. Okay. You know, you're trying to be sympathetic with each other. It's like, you'll stay, and you'll get candy, and you'll like it. She's probably the third to last in the parade. And I say, is that the lumberjack? Yeah, that's the Carla, that's the lumberjack show.
Yee-haw!
That's the
lumberjack.
Here's the camera. And so she
because
gets up.
What's already fairly important has become overly important because you are not a patient man.
Well, let me say the response that I got to the photograph when it was finally taken.
Yes.
Was so gratifying to me. I'm not one to, as you know, like every response.
Right.
I made a point of liking like the 80 comments about Timber because this is where I don't possess the chip that Rob Spiewak has, where Rob knows these people better than I do. I didn't have any idea that this Timbertina thing would take hold with America. And so when she came down the hill and there she was, I'm off to the
bigger
side
than life,
with my whole family, and she's carrying her axe,
Tina,
and she's carrying the axe. This is literally. I go like this. Hey, Tina, and I run out into the middle of the street and the picture.
Excellent.
Because she does the mouth open pose, and this is one of the rare times I'll do the mouth open pose where the picture's like this.
It was so great. It was so perfect.
And then I post it after I got home. I posted it and suddenly I start saying the beep beep
beep beep beep beep. That's great.
This woman is amazingly popular. And by the way, she lives around me somewhere. I got to find out. Carl and I were actually saying we should invite her over to dinner. And I said, in a heartbeat. I would do that in a heartbeat. But we're in the middle of Ellsworth yesterday. And we're coming out of the Home Depot because I'm doing some household projects, which you'll hear about tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Almost. Yeah. I'll tease it just a little bit. Let me just say, you're lucky to have a show today. Okay, you're lucky. You are lucky to have a show today. All right. There's the tease. So we're in Ellsworth, and I'm driving from. Carla's actually driving. She doesn't let me drive, and I look over and I see this little mini pickup truck. And on the side of the mini pickup truck, we're probably off the right rear bumper. We're not up to the cab yet. And I see on the side of the show, the Great American Lumberjack Show.
What?
I said twice in a weekend. And it's one of those things where you've got two lanes in the turn lane.
Yes.
And then the center lane that goes by. And we weren't able to like crawl up because if we had, I would have rolled down the window and go, hey, Tina, it's me again.
Come to
then
dinner.
She would have probably got, she probably would have gotten freaked out. But we look
hey,
over.
Hey, look, it's the handsy guy from the parade.
And we look over, and she's got the wild blonde hair in 20 different directions. And she's having this animated laughing discussion with whoever was in the right side. I think it was another woman of the
good.
Same age.
I thought you were going to say that she was having an animated discussion with nobody.
And she's looking, and she's laughing, and I'm like, that's Tina. She's laughing. She's happy. And Carla kind of looks at me like this and goes, "What?" I said, "I don't know. It's just Tina. It's happy, Carla." She said, and then I looked at Carla and I said, "There's nothing wrong with me. And my listeners love her." And we just motored on. And that was
if
it.
If you would do me a small favor, Mike, please look at your cellular telephone at this time.
All right. I'm going to look.
Because I've sent you a phone number and an email address.
Oh, there you go.
Really? That's very, very exciting. Okay.
So we can make that dinner happen.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But anyway, yeah. Sometimes.
These things can happen.
Rob. Sometimes, remember, Rob, it's just a shoe. Okay. Thank you very much.
She was having Tina. A wonderful animated conversation with a badger.
Man. Yes, it was.
On her dashboard.
Oh, by the way, Carla, before we leave, and we're running out of days up here, Carla wants to go to the lumberjack show, and she wants to go to the guy that carves the lobsters.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
With his chainsaw. The guy that was on CBS Sunday morning.
But anyway, remember, Mike, if you go to the lumberjack show, go to the late show, because that's the dirty one.
Yeah, this isn't Maine. It's Vegas. All right. So anyway, we'll take a break.
Yeah, best 10 o'clock show in Ellsworth.
Very, very exciting. Yeah, I have a pathetic life. We will take a break and come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you call the Yak Shack, then you too can say.
Nobody bothers me.
Mike from you, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Call 888-92 or more. Leave a Yak Shack call for Mike.
I'm sorry.
But I'm not sorry.
This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages.
Yes.
All this bullshit aside, I hope that you had a great Independence Day. This year, as you may know, America's birthday fell on the 4th. I hope yours was great and that nothing went wrong. I hope your matches stayed dry. I hope your watermelon wasn't mealy. I hope your fuses were long, that the deviled eggs had zero toxins. I hope you still have all 10 fingers and that your town's parade didn't result in arson. I hope none of your relatives strangled each other, and I hope that you weren't run over by a tank, thanks to an enthusiastic politician. Yes, sometimes things go wrong, but there's one thing that always goes right, the TMOS bonus show.
Right, Oscar.
Remember,
right.
The TMOS bonus show is your passport to the assport. Click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please buy the bonus show, because we all love the USA. Happy birthday, America. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Hit the thing, please.
News.
Boo. Hey, the U.S. women's soccer team.
Yay!
Yes.
Woo!
They defeated the Netherlands 2-0 in the 2019 Women's World Cup final in France yesterday. I could say that 30 times being a broadcaster. The 2019 Women's World Cup final in France. The 2019 Women's World Cup final in France.
You want to hear the final moments of the game, Mike?
I'd love to.
Here we go.
Lavelle looking, cutting, shooting, go! Lavelle, 2-0 U.S.
That was a beautiful
That's
goal.
That's it. U.S. wins their fourth World Cup.
Spectacular.
I was completely wrong, and I feel like I did myself a disservice, not just a soccer fan, but just an overall sports spectator. That I watched that game yesterday. It was 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as far as when they're going to show it. I thought it was at 2 for some reason, but I had to race over to my parents, 11 a.m. And the soccer that they're playing, the style of soccer, is so effing great.
Yeah, they're talented ladies.
That I think that... But even like I would say 8 years ago, I felt like it was a tipping point for women's soccer when they won the World Cup. This indeed has it's not just great for the U.S. It's fantastic. Fourth World Cup overall.
For the game.
Championship. For the game. For the women's game.
Big, big. And the game overall.
The game overall.
I really do. I think it for soccer. I would have seen it. Unfortunately, I was unable to see it yesterday.
I don't know about you, but I'm sure tuning in tomorrow.
Details.
Details? Deets?
Yeah. The Americans were favored to win since the beginning, even before the epic first match where they beat Thailand 13-0, scoring more goals in one game than the men's team has scored in every World Cup since 2006 combined. The Netherlands were a tough team, though. They won the UEFA European Women's Championship 2 years ago. Sunday's game was tied up until minute 61 when U.S. captain Megan Rapinoe sunk a penalty kick. 8 minutes later, Rose Lavelle scored the second goal of the match. When the final whistle blew, the U.S. was crowned world champion for the second time in a row. It's their fourth overall. The previous World Cup wins came in 2015, which was the last World Cup, and in 99 and 91. That is pretty awesome stuff. Congratulations to them. And on another incredible competition, Joey Chestnut. I know, Rob, you'll be happy to hear. He won the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Attaboy, Joe.
At Coney Island yet again this last week. He downed 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's three short of his own record of 74, which he set last year. The year before, he devoured 72. This is his 12th win in 13 years. It's been over a decade since the skinny kid, Takiro Kobayashi, dominated the contest. Joey beat him in 2007, and he's been almost unstoppable ever since. His only loss came in 2015 when he came in second behind Matt Stoney. Kobayashi hasn't competed since 2009 because of some sort of contract dispute with Major League Eating.
Is that a true sentence?
That's in the story. It's a real story. Thank you very
much.
It
is so disgusting to watch. I watch every year, and what really I can't get past is the disgusting nature of dipping the rolls in lemonade. I just can't get past that.
Yeah, pretty gross. Yeah. During a festival show in London on Saturday, Stevie Wonder informed the crowd that he's taking a break because he's getting a new kidney in September. But he added, quote, "I'm all good, I'm all good, I'm all good. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know I came here to give you my love and thank you for your love. You ain't got to hear no rumors. I told you what's up. I am good. I love you and God bless you." Stevie has three more shows before the surgery. He is 69 years old, and we wish him the very, very best.
One of my favorites, and amazing, still sounds exactly the same. I've twice seen him in concert, and we are lucky to still have him around, so I wish him all the best.
All the shows you've gone to, and God knows you live at concerts, I have never been more jealous than when I saw you take that video of Stevie Wonder, and you were so close. That had
it was amazing. It was one of those tear-filled evenings where you don't even realize it's happening, and you're just crying because Stevie's up there.
That's a show I'd love to go
by see. Coincidence, we didn't even plan it. Katie Forbes from Cake and Cookies was about 12 rows behind me. We didn't plan it that way. She said she heard me scream when he picked up his harmonica because I literally forgot. Oh my God, I'm going to see Stevie Wonder play harmonica tonight. She said it sounded like Ned Flanders.
Ah! And it was ding dong diddly dee. Yeah. Sir diddly doo. A woman in England took a few pictures at a grocery store of their American food aisle.
Oh, that would be a great aisle.
These pictures are now going viral because of the products the grocery store picked. They include lots of candy, Nerds, Reese's Pieces, Jelly Belly jelly beans, Twinkies, Pepperidge Farms cookies, breakfast foods like Pop-Tarts and Lucky Charms, all sugar. Mm. This country is
America.
So big sugar.
Sure.
And even a generic version of Lucky Charms called Marshmallow Mateys.
Mateys?
Also, pumpkin pie filling, A1 steak sauce, Jim Beam bourbon barbecue sauce, and liquid smoke.
God, that's the way they think of us over there.
Jack Link's big beef jerky is in the aisle. And then the one that, I don't know, hot dogs in a jar floating in water. That last one's the one that's getting people worked up. It's like, sure, we'll concede we mostly eat candy and processed food, but we draw the line at tiny hot dogs floating in a jar. Yeah. That's the one people, what are they thinking?
Yeah, stupid. No wonder we left them. Lost the
Can
war.
I just say this, please? According to a new study out of Denmark, cutting back on fatty foods might actually be bad for you.
What have I been saying for the last 5 hours?
Why? Well, you probably replace them with foods that are high in refined starches and sugars, which are worse for you. And also, foods that are high in fat usually have lots of other good nutritious stuff in them that's important for your body. So, when you cut them out, you can actually increase your chance of heart disease and diabetes.
Oh my God.
There it is.
Bring on the butter.
Is that from The Onion?
No, it's not.
No, no.
The onion,
onions are low in fat anyway, so you don't want that.
They'll change it. They'll change it next week, though. And now a little something something. There's a video that went viral on social media last week. This is a woman who's in a grocery store. She takes a tub of Bluebell ice cream out of a freezer at a Walmart in Lufkin, Texas. In the video, she opens the tub, licks the ice cream inside, and then puts it back on the shelf. Even though it seemed like a gross prank, it's serious. What the woman did is called felony tampering, which can get you anywhere between 2 and 20 years in prison. The cops managed to track her down on Friday. It turns out she's 17, so she'll be facing juvenile charges. In other words, probably not the 20 years. Mm. Her boyfriend, who was with her, is over 18, though, and it's possible he could be facing charges as well. The Walmart got rid of all of their half gallons of Bluebell tin roof ice cream. And do you know what tin roof? What's tin roof
ice cream? It is a vanilla ice cream with a, I think, a fudge ripple and chocolate-covered peanuts.
He thinks, okay, Mike.
Amazing.
Hey, you can fix computers. Everyone has a skill. Let me shine.
Let me shine.
The peanuts, I didn't know. Oh, that's awesome. The Walmart got rid of all their half gallons, and they say they believe that the licked tub was not sold. On the bright side, licked tub is the new flavor I'll be submitting to Ben and Jerry's. So very, very zen. That's why I asked Rob for the recipe.
Got
peanuts and chocolate, and everyone is licked by Ben.
I love that. We believe it wasn't sold.
We believe
that's
it
our
wasn't
belief.
Sold.
All right, well, keep on believing.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault of Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm hearing stories I don't think that's cool. Why don't you tell me something?
It's Political Persuasion.
Tonight, I am speaking to you.
This week on Political Persuasions, Mike and I unpack the great debate. He still likes Elizabeth Warren. Plus, Mueller testifying. What will it mean? Healthcare, guns. We got it all. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com. iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, that our big show in Las Vegas is coming up in November, and I'm just going to be very, very glad to be there.
Details tomorrow on the Mike O'Meara Show.
No. Just yesterday, the U.S. women's soccer team beat the Netherlands to become the world champs. Yay for the USA. Talk about a Dutch treat, am I right? That said, let us not diminish the fine folks of the Netherlands.
Right.
They deserve praise for their wonderful tulips, stately windmills, practical wooden shoes. They're practical.
They wear like iron, Oscar. Stately windmills, Mike.
They deserve praise for their wonderful tulips, stately windmills, and practical wooden shoes. And we shall never forget the heroic boy that stuck his finger in that dike. Hooray for Hans Brinker. Fun, to be sure. But a European holiday to The Hague is costly. Instead, may I suggest buying a ticket and attending the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. We sell any this past holiday weekend,
we
Oscar?
We did, Mike. I actually checked because I saw this coming up, so...
That's a good answer. The entire TMOS crew was at the Zappos corporate headquarters with an amazing all-new show. The entire TMOS crew will be at the Zappos corporate headquarters. With an amazing all-new show.
An ounce of prevention, Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Tickets on sale now at MikeO'MearaShow.com until they sell out. And this... might sell out.
Will sell out.
Will.
The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is, I don't know, bear with me. All right. TMOS 10th Anniversary.
Did your life flash before your eyes?
No. You'll hear about it tomorrow. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular is brought to you by Zappos. Be sure to Van Gogh there. You won't be sorry. Way to use the Netherlands jokes. I love the practical. They're practical wooden shoes.
They're practical wooden shoes. Ever wear them?
Oh, never in my life.
Oh, the arch support is crazy. It's great
kind
stuff.
Kind of the basis for Crocs, right?
I would think so, except Crocs are not made of wood.
This Slippers. Is true.
Unless you Thank bought you. Wooden Crocs.
Very good.
Let's You're handling it well, book. Mike. You're handling Thank it you. Well.
Yes.
Yes.
The death of Artie Johnson.
Who?
Really?
Yeah, he passed at the age of 90.
Very interesting, but not too nostalgic. Talking of right. nostalgia, there's someone hanging around my bunker who reminds me of an old friend.
This is him with Goldie Hawn.
You have the old man?
I knew it was you.
I don't. I pulled the German.
Oh, please, tomorrow, can I get the old man?
Yes, I know you. I know you're Goldie.
Artie Johnson, a regular on Laugh-In and probably one of the biggest stars going into Laugh-In, but also made a fine career on game shows and Fantasy Island. Artie Johnson, age of 90, he will be missed.
This guy, look, Tim Conway gets a lot of credit, but Artie Johnson was a little guy who was just funny on Laugh-In. Mm-hmm. And the whole bit that he did with Ruth Buzzy was the dirty old man in the park. And it was just the voice was so funny.
Yeah.
And just one of the real original funny people.
We had AJ. Johnson. We had AJ in here earlier, but I think a lot of the character-based comedy you see on Saturday Night Live to this day was formed by the people of Laugh-In. And you look at him, and he's like one of the guys that would come out. He had four or five characters that would go to, and they'd work him in every week, and he was funny every week. I was shocked that he was still alive, actually. So we're sorry to see him go at age 90. What's weird, when I think 30 years ago, I tend to think like shows from the 50s somehow. But now I realize, do you realize that over the weekend, we've marked the 30th anniversary of the premiere of Seinfeld?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
30
me.
30 years.
Wow. Doesn't surprise me at all.
30 years. And they had him throw out the first pitch at the Mets game to celebrate this 30-year anniversary. And they brought him into the booth. And good for you, Jerry, for taking the time to still be a dick when you're actually
Why
being
Why is
honored.
Jerry Seinfeld such an a-hole?
And he's getting worse and worse. They get him in for one inning. All he has to do is be cordial. All he has to do is be nice. First, he talks about how he's 65 and I nailed that pitch. Did you see me nail that pitch? And so he goes beyond that to this.
When it's the bottom of the ninth, you will often say, and the Mets are down to their last out. That is not technically true, as you know. It's potentially the last out, but you always say, and the Mets are down to their last strike.
What a dick.
Also not true, right? Because obviously anybody can come back from any count.
You understand that, that's enhancing the drama of the moment so that if the Mets pull it out, it feels like they've come back from the brink.
Is that really why you're doing it?
Not
are you
really.
Just too lazy to say good, potentially because it's too many syllables? Honey.
What a jerk!
He's a dick, but he's being a funny dick. That's funny. That's funny.
I don't know.
I would love to jump on him, but that is so funny that these guys are like, they don't know what to make of it because technically he's right. Because if they tie the game could go to extra innings. That's
true.
A Jerryism. I'm sorry. That's why technically, I hate Jerry when it's like the people don't, want.
It doesn't want people to hug people. It doesn't want to say hello to people. Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, he's always Jerry.
He could have been a little friendlier about it. That's all I'm saying.
I know, Mike,
at least at that game, there was no earthquake. There was an earthquake, however, at the Dodgers-Padres game on Friday night that they played through.
Another earthquake.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
This one's rolling.
Still going.
One pitch. It's our center field camera.
Yeah.
And we are moving a lot right now. A lot of people in the upper deck are
It's
leaving.
Still going.
Yes. We are swinging.
I guarantee you FedEx Field would have fallen by now. But stay with it because credit goes to the organist in the stadium.
And a grounder foul outside of third. We've had a series of aftershocks the last 24 hours since the 6.6 earthquake yesterday. And we just had one here that
love these announcements.
Has stopped. That was some pretty serious swaying up here.
That was.
The organist is playing I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King.
Really?
Yeah. Great.
All right. There's so many levels where that's going. Have you seen any of the TV anchors that just freak?
Glad you brought that up, Mike. Let's go to KCAL Channel 9 in Los Angeles.
The polar opposite of these cool guys at the stadium. By the way, you're at the stadium. which could really crumble.
Oh, yeah. And if you're in the press box, you're up high. It's going to be a long fall.
And you're sitting there, yeah, it looks like the center field. That's really rolling. So completely cool.
Exactly.
Contrasted to these
Channel 9.
We are experiencing quite a bit of shaking. If you'll give us a brief moment here, we're making sure that nothing is going to come down in the studio here.
And it is going for quite a bit, everybody. It continues.
This is a very strong earthquake.
Strong here.
8:21 here on the air. We're experiencing very strong shaking. Wow. I think we need to get under the desk.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this. Wow.
No, we're not going to stay on the air. Why stay on the air? Will we be able to do?
It's the first time that lady's ever said that.
Ground ball to third. There we go. You know, with that, it's just interesting. I would be probably in the freak out category.
Yeah,
I would be sitting there going, if we're doing a live show. And I said, hey, it's really rumbling in here. Hey, I love you, podcast listeners. I'm getting the F out of here. Bye.
Yeah. No, all you'd have to do is take your boom over and stand in a doorway. You could stay on the air.
Freaks me out.
Should be
Earthquakes
fine.
Freak me out.
My sister called when it went down. She said that because they're in Los Angeles now.
Right.
Yeah.
And just
scary.
For a little more background, so the 6.4 happened the day before.
Yeah.
The aftershock is a 7.1. It's another earthquake.
It's another full-fledged earthquake.
It's another earthquake.
Yeah.
Very scary. I've been in two, believe it or not. I was on the can in Virginia when we got that mini one.
I remember that.
And then I was in Santa Monica, and I'll never forget. So he said, Carlos said, well, what was that like? I said, well, it happened about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I thought the guys were effing with me and shaking the bed to get me out of bed because I'd slept through my alarm. That's what I thought. And then I realized, I said, that's the bed really moving. Ran down the stairwell. And I remember the giant chandelier in the atrium.
Yeah, we were in one of those atrium hotels. What woke me at that one was we were only there for like an overnight. We were only in the hotel for like 6 hours. What woke me was the empty hangers in the closet clinking together because there was no clothes on them. So they were like little chimes. And I, like an idiot, I called down to the front desk. I said, hi, it's Mr. Spiewak on the 12th floor. We're having an earthquake. Like, it's not happening. The rent.
Like, they wouldn't know down on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, thanks for the intel, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Einstein. We appreciate it.
Stand in the doorway, sir. Mike, all of the late night shows were on vacation this week for the 4th. So, for a treat, I went back 30 years. Here's Johnny Carson from 1989. People that do monologues, take notes.
A new report came out today. Linguistic historians have discovered the least spoken sentence in the English language. And the sentence is, that's the banjo player's Porsche. You know the circuses in town?
Yes.
When's the last time you went to the circus?
A year ago.
Did you know I once went? I once went with a circus performer. Yes, Lydia the Tattooed Lady, and she had the entire California freeway system tattooed on her entire body. And just my luck, after I sprung for a big dinner, I found out the Baja off-ramp was closed for the night.
Hi-oh. That's Johnny. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Yes, the off-ramp was closed.
When's the last time you went to the circus?
By the way, tomorrow I will get to my little experience here at the house. Also, a great book recommendation. Very romantic, ladies. Think you'll like it. A lot of fun. That's all coming up tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to thank Andrea for coming by. Andrea
AJ
Lopez will be special guest on Bring the Funny. She thinks she's going to be on tomorrow. Might be the following week. But it premieres Tuesday, July 9th, NBC, 10 p.m., 9 Central, hosted by Amanda Seals. AJ is wonderful. We always like her coming by, and we will have her by anytime she wants. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you say yes, sir?
I think he said yeah, sure.
What'd you say, man?
Well, I said yeah, sure, but literally what I said was yeah, sure, sir.
So you are okay, then?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
Gentlemen, please get your act together.